new employment protection legislation aimed at providing greater support to those who have casual or precarious working arrangements came into effect on this Monday. The legislation will restrict the use of zero-hour contracts and compel employers to give employees detail of their core terms of employment within 5 days of starting work, and that's just the beginning. To talk to me more about this new legislation, how it's going to impact on workers, I'm delighted to welcome to the programme the Industrial Officer with the Irish Congress of Trade Unions, Liam Burney. Liam, good evening.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Or good afternoon, I should say. Down here we almost say evening, but sure looks as afternoon up there in Dublin, isn't it?
Isn't it?
Liam, I'm going to get down to this because this is something that's of great interest to a lot of people. This new employment protection legislation, miscellaneous provisions, the Employment Act. How is this actually going to work, and how is it going to make life better or more secure for employees?
Well, I think there's three or four things to say about it. One is that, as you pointed out in your introduction, one of the things that's now required by law is that an employer is compelled to give an employee within 5 days of commencing employment a statement outlining their main conditions of work. But more importantly, in the statement, their main conditions concerning their working hours, both daily and weekly working hours. And what that does is create certainty for employees about how long they're expected to be at work in any given week and how long they're expected to be at work in any given day. Before the passing of this legislation, it was a frequent experience for kind of some workers that they wouldn't know from day to day or week to week what hours they would be expected to work. So that's an important new provision. The second thing, as you also referenced in your introduction, was that zero-hour contracts, kind of which are a particular form of contract that had been used by some employers where you have a contract of employment but guaranteed no hours of work, they are now outlawed in practically every circumstance. So if you have a continuing employment relationship with any employer, your contract of employment must be based on a contract of employment that's for more hours than zero. Now, I suppose some people would argue kind of that you could have a contract for 5 hours and 6 hours, and that's true, but it ends the practice of zero-hour contracts. But fundamentally, kind of the new provision that I think will interest most people is that if up until now you could have a contract of employment that guaranteed you only 5 or 10 or 15 hours a week, but in reality your working hours were more than that. So say you might have been working 15 or 20 or 25 hours a week. You now have a legal right, if you've been working extended hours over a 12-month period, to be placed on a contract of employment that more accurately reflects what your actual working hours have been. So I think they're the three new major developments kind of that will give greater security and greater clarity to employees about working hours.
Yeah, I certainly get that. And I know a lot of people that are in precarious situations. One person in particular who, you know, because of illness, can take up a full-time position, takes up more of a part-time position, and is, you know, contracted, you could say, to work 15 to 20 hours, invariably she ends up working 39 hours, but she's not getting the security that should be coming with that.
Yeah, and a person like that, kind of our experience, we have loads of examples of people like that who have a lower contract, but in reality work an awful lot more hours in any week. And one of the things that happens to that person is that if that person is looking for a loan from a bank or a mortgage, the only evidence that a bank will take of their working hours is actually kind of their contract of employment. So it is not worth, it's practically useless to that person to say that I regularly work 39 hours when, in fact, the contract of employment says 15, because the bank will base their income threshold on the 15 hours in their contract. But this new legislation requires the employer to give that person a contract of employment that more accurately reflects their working hours. And that means a whole range of benefits to people, like the one I've just spoken about having greater access to credit, kind of in situations where they're trying to access credit for, you know, kind of for home improvements or indeed to buy a home. So it has potential to make a big difference to people who up until now had very precarious contracts of employment.
Now, Liam, I haven't seen it mentioned in the press release, but does this have any impact on the hospitality industry or sector? Because coming from that in previous years, I do know a lot of people that are taken on for seasonal work. Now, that's the great one. They will take you on as a seasonal employee. You end up having little or no rights. They'll work you into the ground. And then at the end of it, good luck and thanks.
Well, it applies to every industry in the same way and every sector in the same way. And it applies, the employers in the hospitality sector, the retail sector, the pharmaceutical sector, every sector have the same responsibilities to employees under this piece of law. So it makes no difference where you work. You have the same rights. The difference it will make in the hospitality sector, I think, is that kind of in the hospitality sector was a particular sector where zero-hour contracts were a kind of a common practice within the sector. Now, it's important to say kind of that zero-hour contracts are not entirely outlawed under the legislation. Kind of, there is still provision in the legislation for emergency situations to be covered or for short-term cover to be given to people kind of without a contract of employment guaranteeing them work every week. So, for instance, one of the things that frequently happens in the hotel sector is they have lists of people who they call upon for big events like weddings or major conferences and stuff like that, when they would have a requirement for a large number of extra staff for on a particular given weekend or night or whatever. And them people can still be employed in that way on a casual basis kind of under this legislation. But the difference in the hospitality sector, I think it makes, is it make a big difference kind of because people now will have the entitlement to a proper contract of employment that states what their weekly and daily working hours will be.
Now, the other thing that jumps off the page at me, and this will be good news for younger people, that while under-18s can be paid an hourly rate of €6.86, the use of trainee rates has now been abolished. That's where a lot of young people, I felt over the years, you know, were being taken advantage of, if you want to call it that, where they were paid a lesser rate because they were seen as a trainee.
Yeah, and the government have taken... That point has been made with the government for a long number of years. It was a recommendation of the Low Pay Commission that the training rates be abolished, and the government have used the opportunity with the passing of this piece of legislation to abolish the training rates. And we regard that kind of as taking away kind of from employers who choose to exploit people, kind of one of the means by which they can exploit them. And from that perspective, it is to be very welcome.
And of course, for any person that begins work at the age of 20 or above, they must receive the full national minimum wage of €9.80. So that's also good news.
Yep, all of them things are good news. The minimum wage stuff is not that directly related kind of to the stuff we spoke about earlier on in terms of working hours. It was in addition kind of to bringing forward legislation to give people kind of greater certainty about working hours. The main stuff that's in this bill is around creating certainty for people about their contract of employment, about the hours they're going to work, on a daily and a weekly basis, and their entitlement to a contract of employment that more accurately reflects their actual working experience in terms of their hours worked.
Well, it makes absolute sense because particularly for people who are in rented accommodation, they know what their weekly outlay is going to be. They need to have so many hours of work to cover their outlay. So this is going to tie things down very nicely for them. I suppose it doesn't cover everything, but it's a step in the right direction.
Yes, and I mean, obviously, kind of from our perspective, the legislation could be stronger. There are things that we argued for that aren't in the legislation. But as you say, kind of, it's a considerable improvement on what went heretofore.
Well, that's good news, Liam. It's nice to have good news because, you know, we're in precarious times at the moment with Brexit just around the corner. We've had the nurses who are out. There's other unions who are looking at that. And, you know, God only knows what's coming down the track. But this is some good news for people who are in short-term contracts. Now, there is going to be certainty for them.
That's true.
Fantastic. Well, Liam, thanks for joining us. And we'll catch up again very soon. And keep us updated if there's any more developments coming down the track.
Will indeed.
And as you know, I didn't ask you about Brexit.
Good.
We'll be here for a long time.
Thanks, Sarah.
Liam, take care. All the best.
Bye. Bye-bye.